So in our prep, our catechism program now, the grade 7 class, in their preparation for confirmation, are doing an activity where they choose saints. So of course, when we get confirmed, we usually choose a patron saint. And there's different ways of doing these activities. But the key is that the students want to choose a saint that they relate to. The saints can have something, of course, incredible about their lives. But somehow the students always choose saints that are kind of similar to them in some way. Their story speaks to them in their own life. They see things in the journey of the life of the saint that maybe they want to imitate or can relate to. And saints are really like this for ourselves in our life. Saints, of course, are held up as kind of these great images of holiness. But most of all, saints are meant to remind us that we can follow in the same path that they followed as well. In John's Gospel, John does something quite similar with different characters in his Gospel. In John's Gospel, he has probably the most developed kind of characters that are meant to be laid out before us for people that we can imitate in our own life. In John's Gospel, we hear about John the Baptist, we hear about Thomas, we hear about Mary Magdalene, and today we hear about a character who is quite an incredible story in John's Gospel, this character of Nicodemus. Nicodemus has a beautiful storyline in John's Gospel that is very compelling and is one that we can really imitate in our own lives. We hear about the start of Nicodemus' story today in the Gospel. In John chapter 3, Nicodemus first encounters Jesus. And John is always very symbolic the way he tells things. Nicodemus, we're told, encounters Jesus at night. This is meant to symbolize that Nicodemus is curious about Jesus, but doesn't want to meet Jesus out in the open. He doesn't want everybody else to know that he's speaking with Jesus. Nicodemus, we learn, is a Pharisee, so he knows very well the law. He's a Pharisee like St. Paul was. He's trying to live out the law in his own life, so maybe he didn't want to see his colleagues, other Pharisees, or members of the Sanhedrin, see him talking to Jesus. But we see that Nicodemus encounters Christ at night, and he's curious. He wants to know more about Jesus and this mission that he has been sent on. And we hear part of this incredible interaction or conversation in today's gospel that Jesus has with Nicodemus. After Jesus has this conversation with Nicodemus, things begin to change in his life, but slowly, gradually. In the second time that we see Nicodemus in John's Gospel, it's John chapter 7, we hear that Nicodemus is in front of the Sanhedrin, meaning the Jewish leadership, and they're talking about Jesus, they're concerned about Jesus, and they want to kind of try him, to get him kind of put to death. And Nicodemus, kind of on this point, sticks his head out on a limb, but not too much. Nicodemus tells the Sanhedrin, "Listen, remember, the law does not allow us to try someone or convict someone without first letting that person be heard in kind of an open court." So Nicodemus, in this way, kind of is one step forward in faith in Jesus. He's along this path to believe in Christ. At the end of the gospel, we meet Nicodemus for a third time. And here we see that the transformation in Nicodemus is complete. Nicodemus is one of the few people who bury Jesus. Along with Joseph of Arimathea, we read that Nicodemus is there with Christ at his tomb. And Nicodemus provides 100 pounds of spices to embalm Jesus there at his death. We see that in the life of Nicodemus, John has laid out this beautiful transformation in this man. Nicodemus goes from someone who's not quite sure what to make about Jesus. He's almost embarrassed to learn about Jesus, to someone who kind of is halfway there, kind of questioning who Jesus is. He's willing to go out on a limb for Jesus, until at the end where Nicodemus is quite bold. He's there among the people who bury Jesus. And this is kind of risky for him to be associated with Christ in this way. We see then in Nicodemus's life an incredible story that we can relate to, a story of transformation that happens when we come in touch with the gospel message, the message about who Jesus is and what he does for us. And this really is the message that we hear in the gospel today. Nicodemus hears something from Jesus that sets him on a path to transformation. What then does Nicodemus hear today in the gospel? What is so transformative for him? Today's message in the gospel is one of the most famous passages that people know about. And maybe if you've seen baseball games or like in professional wrestling, people oftentimes would hold up these signs, and these signs would say on them, John 3:16. And John 3:16 has come to be known as one of the most popular, famous Bible passages. And of course, you're familiar with it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. This is the message that Nicodemus hears today from Jesus, and this is the message that transforms him. Why was this so amazing for Nicodemus to hear? We can consider different reasons for this, but one reason we hear in this message is the incredible generosity of God, that God was willing to give us what was most precious. God was willing to send his only Son into the world to save us, to bring us to salvation. So then in this message, we see that God is so generous. He's willing to give us what is most precious. It reveals the depth of God's love for each and every one of us. There's something also quite interesting that happens in John's gospel. Jesus, by giving his only Son, allows for us, each and every one of us, to become begotten or adopted sons and daughters of God. This is quite important in John's gospel. In the prologue already we hear that what Jesus does for us, if we accept him in faith, is that we become beloved sons and daughters of God. So we see this incredible kind of, we could almost say, like formula happening in John's gospel. God, by giving his only begotten Son, allow each and every one of us, whether Jew or Gentile, to become a son or daughter of God. And in this way, we inherit everything from God, God's life, God's grace. For Nicodemus, this might have been a bit of a surprising message. Nicodemus was a Pharisee. He was used to hearing that the people of Israel were sons and daughters of God. But now with the coming of Jesus Christ, Nicodemus learns that because God has sent his only Son into the world out of love, this sonship, this filial relationship is offered to all people now without distinction. In the end then, Nicodemus learns something that is central to the Christian message, that when we give, when we sacrifice out of love, God multiplies this blessing. God multiplies this love. This is kind of struck home by an illustration that happened once. There was kind of these two parents that were talking once, one to the other, and they were discussing their children. And one person had one child, and the other had something like four or five children. And they were talking about how much they love their children, what they do for their children. And the parent with the one child was kind of saying to the parent with the five children, I mean, it's incredible that you're able to love your children so much. For me, I have so much love for this one child, it will be difficult for me to kind of divide my love for that one child to the five. And the parent with the five responded quite well, you know, love is not divided in this way. Love is never divided, but love is always multiplied. The same works for God in our lives as well. God can take whatever we offer, the love we offer people when we serve other people. That love is never divided, but God multiplies it. God makes it into something greater. We see this, of course, in the life of Jesus Christ, that the gift of God's Son out of love led to life for all people. This message of love being multiplied was something that Nicodemus, in the end, learned in his own life. We hear at the end of John's gospel how generous Nicodemus was. Nicodemus came when he had faith in Jesus to the tomb of Christ and provides almost an overabundance of spices, 100 pounds. He learned then at the end the power of generosity the power of love, the way love is always multiplied. As we get closer and closer to the Easter celebration, to this remembrance of the generous love of God, let us recall this powerful message in our own life. When we love other people, when we're generous to other people, it never lessens what we have, but rather God takes what we have and he multiplies it.